Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Just talked to Todd. We called him on behalf of Stacy, whose best friend Alicia went on one date with Todd, and then he bailed. And we found out why. How's that sound, Stacy? Is that fairly accurate?
Guys, I'm so disappointed because, yeah, I can see all of that happening.
Really? So as he's describing Alicia and the date, you're going, oh, yeah, she would do that. She would do that. Oh, no, she did that.
So in general, she is just like a really honest person, which I think, you know, can be a pro and a con at the same time. But mm-hmm. I think just at this point in her life, even though we're still like young, she's just getting worried and she's just had some bad experiences. So I think she's just wanting to get into a relationship quicker versus just like one night stand sort of stuff. So I'm assuming that's why she's trying to ask such intricate questions. But oh man, yeah, she can't be doing that. Had an Applebee's on your first date.
Right.
Yeah, that's a quick jump and a bold jump from riblets to children.
Why do you think that she's so worried about her future? Because you heard his last bit of advice, which was just relax and have fun. And it sounds like your friend could do that. But she just seems really, from his description, really worked up about her future and over-controlling it.
Yeah, but I mean, we've all been in love and in relationships, and we know that life is so much better when you're with someone, and, you know, it gets lonely, and, you know, I'm sure she's super discouraged that she's been ghosted so many times. I can't imagine how that would feel. It would suck. So I would also be anxious to, like, find someone and have that partner. But, yeah, there's a way to do it, and there's a way to not do it, you know. Mm-hmm.
And I think that guys can sniff that out right away.
Oh, 1,000%.
You would think they're more stupid than that, you know? They'd think they'd just be like, oh, this chick's hot. She wants kids, whatever.
Well, that's what I said. I don't know if you heard me say this to Todd, but the fact that he acknowledged her hotness and then went on to say it was still too much means that he did try to ignore it. And that's how intense it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to have the mojo. So that's the coaching you can give her.
Yeah, well, how do I say that? How do I say, even though you're smoking hot, dudes don't want to talk to you because you're exhausting?
I think you say it just like
that.
Say
it like that.
You know, like,
or this will be on our website later today. You could just send it to her.
What would you say? Jen, let's do some role-playing. We'll let Stacy, our caller, our ghost-hunting caller, play the role of the overeager friend.
Okay.
And you're the bestie trying to help her. What do you say?
I know you want a relationship, and I know you want a boyfriend, but as eager as you may be, you need to relax, chill. The word kids and marriage should not come up in the first conversation.
In the first month of conversations.
I would say at least in the first, like, 5 dates.
If you're sharing your first $20 appetizer, entree, dessert, meal at Applebee's, it should not come up.
Marriage and kids, nah. Yeah.
Okay, I can say that.
Yeah, you can do it.
All right, good luck.
All right, thanks so much, guys. I appreciate it.
You're
thanks
welcome.
For bringing it to us.
Ghost hunting, yeah, if you want to be a part of it, just get in touch with us here at the Jeff and Jen Show, and we will go ghost hunting for you or your friend, even if they don't know that it's happening. The Jeff and Jen Show, Star 94.1.
The Jeff and Jen Show.
Star 94.1.